News, I'm Ben Thomas. A federal appeals court is upholding a law requiring the sale of TikTok, or it'll face a U.S. ban. Ed Donahue has details.
Concerns about TikTok date back to the first Trump administration.
It can't be controlled for security reasons by China. Too big, too invasive.
The ruling denied TikTok's petition to overturn the law and requires the company to break with its China-based parent company, ByteDance, or be banned in about a month. President-elect Donald Trump could step in. He said during the presidential campaign he would not push to shut down TikTok, but still considers it a threat.
There's nothing that's not a threat. But sometimes you have to fight through these threats.
TikTok and ByteDance are expected to appeal to the Supreme Court, saying the law would silence the voices of millions around the world. Ed Donahue, Washington.
New York police say the gunman who killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson has likely fled the city. Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenney telling CNN.
We have video of him entering the Port Authority bus terminal. We don't have any video of him exiting, so we believe he may have gotten on a bus.
Elsewhere in New York.
The judge overseeing the trial of a man accused of using a deadly chokehold on an unruly New York subway passenger dismissed the top charge in the case at prosecutor's request. That will allow jurors to consider a lesser count after they deadlocked on whether Daniel Penny was guilty of manslaughter. The ruling means jurors may deliberate a charge of criminally negligent homicide, which carries a lighter punishment. The judge's decision came hours after jurors sent him a note saying they couldn't agree on a manslaughter verdict. Criminally negligent homicide involves engaging in serious, blameworthy conduct while not perceiving such a risk and carries punishments ranging from probation to up to 4 years in prison. I'm Norman Hall.
In western Pennsylvania, crews have recovered the body of a woman who fell into a sinkhole 4 days ago while searching for her cat. The sinkhole opened above a long-abandoned coal mine. This is AP News. Jackie Quinn has an update on a journalist missing in Syria since 2012.
The family of journalist Austin Tice says there's evidence to show he is alive and is being fairly well treated.
Appreciate your most faithful prayers that we will see Austin walk free.
Austin Tice's mother, Deborah.
We have from a significant source that has already been vetted all over our government. Austin Tice is alive. Austin Tice is treated well.
The family met with national security officials amid the insurgent uprising in Syria. Tice's father, Mark, says the White House has been less than helpful in trying to secure the reporter's release.
We've yet to see it for Austin Tice.
With other hostages getting more attention. Tice disappeared in Syria in 2012. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.